Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
My boyfriend is a bad man.
And James Strebel.
My girl cheats on me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Got a little Smashing Pumpkins before we get into the mixtape here on The Take, ESPN 680 105.7. It's been a fun show. That was Rick Bozich with your guy Andy Sweeney, who's making his way to Slipknot and Louder Than Life. So hopefully he has a good time there. So Jack Grossman, what do you have set up for us tonight on the mixtape? What do you think about it? How do you feel about it? Who's the star?
We're loaded today.
We're loaded. Okay, I love hearing that.
Absolutely loaded.
So a football today. Friday mixtape loaded. Let's get our people into the weekend, Jack. So what's the first piece of sound? Let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so hello, ladies. This is Crean's Mixtape.
All right, Jack Grossman, Hightower Men's Clinic. It's Louder Than Life. It's Louisville football. It's Kentucky football and IU football. Let's get it started. Let's go, Jack.
It's pass fail. That's it. We're pass or fail. That's a fail. It's a fail. I'm going to watch because I enjoy watching, and now apparently I'm just going to enjoy watching Scott fail. So y'all have a good night.
Hey, Mark, first time caller. I think this is a good show where I get to establish like my bona fides here.
There you go.
Like a season ticket holder since 2022.
Yes.
This is the worst team I've ever seen. There's no analysis to be done here. That's a game you have to win.
Yeah.
You know, what are we doing here? You know, and ultimately it feels a lot like the DePaul game in basketball last year where, you know, it just seemed readily apparent this isn't going anywhere. The same kind of story for a loss, you know, over and over and over again. I think ultimately I'm a positive fan. Like, I'll be back there next week. I always try and put like a positive spin on something after I see it, but I mean, we're eventually the air comes out of the balloon, and we're getting close here, man. I appreciate taking my call, though.
Yep.
They play not to lose. They never play to win the game. You have, like you all said earlier, had all the opportunity in the world. They were marching down the field doing that, and then they go into the bull.
Easy. Let's work on that one.
Let's
you know,
not.
He's a great guy. Look, and there's no team that's going to be perfect. I mean, I don't expect them to be perfect, but I expect them to go out and finish these games. That's all we heard all offseason. I mean, I listen to 93.9 every day, guys. And all I heard was about how great, you know, our defense has improved and how we're going to finish and how physical we've been. But, you know, for these first three games, I just haven't seen it.
Haven't seen the physicality, Jack.
Haven't seen the finishing.
Haven't seen it.
You know, he's a great guy.
I don't want to get into the next coach yet because I still want to deal with what's at hand here. And it is, as bad as it's been for everybody, it's still 1-2 and really had a chance to be 2-1 on Friday night. I just think Malik Cunningham at some point has to lead a game-winning drive. He's going to have to lead a game-winning drive. He's going to need help from his receivers, too, who drop the ball a lot.
Not right. T. Huddy.
If you thought they were going to have 7-8 wins, you were not. You that math wasn't going to have a 1-2 start.
You know, you got to get 7 wins. You
Tell
have
us,
to,
Keith.
At a minimum, get 7 wins. If you don't get 7 wins, we think there has to be a change. I mean, I think that's kind of the popular sentiment. And I don't look at that schedule and see 7 wins. I mean, you see 6 more on there? I don't.
Go up 28-21
end the third quarter, go into the fourth, you're feeling great. Florida State's next drive
to tie. They play Joker and the Thief. I thought the roof was going to come off.
Not Joker and the Thief,
Florida State's
Jack.
Next drive to tie starts with a sack, and there are two more plays, and they score a touchdown. 75 yards in three plays to tie it up.
By the way, Tyler Griever within
is
good.
28th. This is over. This experiment is done. There's just not enough wins, and he's not capable of getting them. And that, so the referendum, the weekly referendum on Scott's career here is over.
Scott.
I don't know who it is. I'm not rooting for one guy versus another, but it ain't this dude. It ain't him, and it ain't the guys that work for him.
I'll tell you what. I'm done with him. I talked off the ledge after Syracuse. I think Syracuse is a pretty good team this year. They got the offensive coordinator from Virginia.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna be a surprising
Jack.
Team. We should have scored more than 7 at Syracuse. We won at UCF. That was a great game, a great defensive effort. But tonight we're playing 2.5 quarters against a backup quarterback. We should have won this game. And Satterfield should have won this game. What really made me mad this week was Satterfield saying something about Scott Frost. I don't know how you fire a guy after 3 games.
Oh, boy.
Well, that guy, Jack. Satterfield was talking about himself.
Oh.
He really was. He knew there was a chance to lose right. this game.
Appreciate the call, Ox. Thanks, everybody. We just want to keep things moving along, but thank you.
It has had to move on
look,
there.
I think what concerns
–
well, there's a million things that concern you most.
What's up, Mark? First of all, a couple of things I just want to say. Kudos to the atmosphere tonight. It was it was just amazing. It was loud. It was a crazy Friday night crowd. I mean, the crowd was into this one. I'm probably going to be different than most of your callers tonight. I really believe that Scott Satterfield is still a great coach. Still believe that he's the answer. I mean,
this is the first
this
call
tonight. I really felt like this one was one of those games that we were the better team. I'm not ready to give up on Scott yet. I'm still believing in this team, and I believe in Scott Satterfield. So hopefully, you know, there's a team 64 miles east of us that they stayed with their coach, and look what they're doing now. Maybe we need to stay with this guy. I do
Very
believe he's the coach. The big guy, yeah, he is a big guy. We didn't guard him.
The big
so,
guy.
You know, I don't know what the answer is, but I do know this. We got a big game tomorrow. Boiler up, boys. Take care.
How you know what, though? Like, I am fully prepared for that.
Oh, man.
I am. That's I'm fully
be...
prepared for the Brob stuff.
And they blew it.
They blew it. You blew it.
Can you tell me anything that Scott Satterfield does very well?
I think their offense is pretty good. I mean, I think they put 500 yards of offense the other night. I mean, I think the offense is pretty good. I don't know.
It's not good enough to win the games. We've seen enough displays of Scott Satterfield to just know he's not the right guy for the job. And I don't think much is going to change throughout the season for him.
No. I think you're right. All right, this is the mixtape here on ESPN 680-1057 brought to you by Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermensclinic.com. They have the pulse wave therapy, Jack. You know about that? They got that for you. No needles, no pills, no nothing. Hightowermensclinic.com.
It sounds like you know a lot more about it than I do.
Well, you know, I don't know anything about it. I've been there, though. Andy and I did a remote
yes,
there
have.
One time.
Yes,
so
you were next to the penis picture.
Well, it was more of like an anatomy a study guide. That's what it was.
It sounds like a great place.
Yes. Like penisland.com.
Here's what I love about this. I don't think I can continue on with this. I've stopped listening to Sweeney because I can't deal with the negativity, but I can no longer listen to you with the optimism because it's fruitless. What optimism?
I have not been optimistic.
What the world?
This entire time.
Let's get John in here. John, apparently I'm all sunshine and rainbows, buddy. Welcome into the Miller Lite Postgame Show. What's up?
It's a haymaker.
In my opinion, just didn't have the athletes to play with
Paul.
To pull out the game. I shouldn't say to play with them because they did very much play with them.
Not Paul.
I think what's most annoying is they had a backup, an unproven backup quarterback
coming in. Who was this guy?
Who looked awful when he first came in the game and suddenly went through a transformation at halftime. And
Look at bad luck knocking out starting quarterbacks.
I can't deal with it no more. Like,
Lawrence.
Every time
the cherry on top of all of that, and you just can't really ignore it, is the last game of the season. That's going to be ugly.
Well, Could be.
Not like they're going to take it easy on him.
No, it's
no, they're no, not.
I mean, what is DeAndre Moore's pool to come to Louisville at this point? What, like, you're going to play for Lance Taylor and
I appreciate the call. We don't need to like talk recruits out of
that's
coming
a,
here. That's not
a
the job.
Soothsayer
and that's
there,
not really
Jack.
The point.
DeAndre Moore.
Next week, and we get a win. But, you know, as of right now, I'm down in the dumps, fellas.
I need therapy. Text from Marquez Maybid. Go back to FSU's first play of the game. Text from Marquez Maybid. Hand face palm emoji.
We had an unbelievable time. I came back after the game because I was defeated. And I was
yes!
like, I can't do another year of just terrible football talk. But here we are. And it's really, you know, it's not that bad, guys. It's really not. It's a small, it's not 2018 yet.
Yeah.
It won't be, but I don't think it's headed that route. Now, is getting to six wins, is that going to be a challenge? 100%. Yeah, is the margin for error gone? Yes.
Has anybody ever watched Schindler's List?
Jesus. Dang it. No. Don't. What are you doing?
I'm going.
Dana?
No.
I'm going. You remember the part where you're sitting there with all the factory workers? And Ben King's
his blinker's going
ring.
On.
He gets real sentimental because okay, he realizes that's the way the moment. And he just starts crying and he starts saying one thing after another. And he finally just starts saying, I could have got one more.
Dana, I appreciate the call.
Rummage did the right thing here.
It was about the Holocaust. Guys, come on.
Hey, wait okay. a second. Somebody was dumb enough to hire him
yeah!
twice. What are we talking about here? What I thought was really cool is how he rode up to the stadium on a motorcycle.
Should we be the show that advocates for Bobby 3.0?
Coming back here?
Yeah. Should we be that show?
No.
No?
No, we're not. We're
come
bad,
on, Dan.
But we're not that bad.
Oh, Dan!
Now, being Jewish, Jack, you have not buy the evolution thing, do you? I mean, it was your people who got this started.
I think I do believe
now,
in
wait evolution. It has to be your people. You think Jesus was going to let some Gentile into the Garden of Eden? No way. No, Adam and Eve had to be Jewish.
I want to talk religion with Dan Issel one day. I really do. I want to talk religion with Dan Issel and Lou Rabeau.
It used to be
and you too, Jack.
Yes, it used to be you wanted to talk UK basketball, Dan Issel.
No,
now you want to
talk
about
religion.
Yes.
Absolutely, he knows his stuff. All right, it's the mixtape here on ESPN 680 105.7. Keep him coming, Jack.
What would you tell LeBron if you met him in person?
You, my friend, are a moron.
Oh!
No, I don't know what I tell him. What I tell him is, you know, nobody cares about your stance on social issues. I mean, it's great that you have one. Half of them are wrong, and you're alienating, whether you know it or not, you're alienating people by taking these stands. And, you know, you're one of the top two or three people that have ever played the game. So go out, play the game, and entertain us and enjoy what career you have left.
Oh, man, Dan. Oh, that's... Jack, I got kicked in the groin there. Oh.
I mean, and this'll show him the missiles.
He's showing the missiles,
oh,
and they
boy.
Were.
Yeah.
They were staring at you in your face.
And Lou, yes, they were.
He's smiling.
And yes, and talking horses.
Yes,
and,
he is.
And Louie and Mike. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Who shaved their chest?
You agree with me, right?
I agree with you 100%. Yeah, they didn't give the full
and it's not
body.
It's not because we would do it. That's
no.
not it.
No, no, no,
it's
no.
the fact that they promoted Shirts Are Off. Like, Jack, come on. If this show it would say, hey, we're going to do a show shirtless, and everything was like, there was no man boob.
It was just
everyone. Would
crush.
Yes,
yeah,
we would.
Crush.
But
let's see them. Some of the stuff I say, Jack.
I'm not talking to Streetle.
Oh,
I agree.
Did
I
you
agree.
Hear that? Well, you were producing it.
Yeah.
Did you hear them taking shots at me and Louie for being shirtless on Louie's podcast?
Yes, I did.
But yeah. Here's what I'm upset about. They said I have man boobs. I do not. Look, these things right here, Jack, these things are hard as rocks. There's no man boobs when they, and so I,
he's pounding his chest.
Sweezy and Streetle owe me an apology.
I'm sorry, Dan.
And I expect it right off the bat at 3 o'clock today. You tell them I said apologize or there will be hell to pay.
Oh, damn! No. Oh, whoa, hell to pay! Whoa, okay, well, hey, all right. Dan.
I mean, we can apologize. We're sorry, but it's...
I'm sorry, Dan.
I feel like, really, we were just going at Mike and Louie.
Yeah, we were. I'm sorry, Dan, if you took that the wrong way. But we were in your corner. We were supporting you. We're saying, look at this guy. Look how good he looks. Wow. I mean, he's mad. Dan, I actually have man boobs. How would that feel?
It's true.
Save that for the mixtape.
Hey, Jack, thank Sweezy for the apology later today.
Well, dude.
I appreciate it. He manned up. Of course, those two are boobs even when they have their shirts on. So
I love it.
It was nice that they apologized.
Oh, man.
I love those guys.
Oh, that's nice.
I love those guys.
I love you too, Dan. I like Dan. Dan Issel is... He's great.
We all love Dan.
How could you not love Dan? All right, so the mixtape. Jack Grossman put a banger together this week. Keep it rolling, Jack. Dan! I actually have man boobs. We had him, you know, blowing things and muffing things. Boy. I've seen things.
Okay.
I've seen other men.
I've seen...
And as a Louisville fan, my God, you just got to hope for something to cheer for at some point. I mean, and what is it? You know, I mean, because I'm here not to be Debbie Downer on a Monday, on a gray Monday here in the Ville, but I don't think basketball is going to look all that bright.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I hope that I have hope, but.
Yeah.
Kenny is the hype man for Calipari.
That's going to stick.
Oh, yeah, I want a t-shirt. Kenny Payne says X-Men. That's what I want, baby. Ethan Moore is crying. He's upset about it.
I mean, you're right.
Killing him. It's absolutely killing him. The head coach, he's supposed to hate Cal. He's Cal's hype man. He's Flavor Flav to Cal's Chuck D.
It used to stink. It stunk for a long, long time. And you don't change a school from being a basketball school to a football school in 2 years, especially when you've never won anything. I mean, how can this be a football school when you've never won your division, the division in your conference? So I get it. I agree 100%. Mark's done a terrific job. The program is on the rise. They've got a chance to be really good again this year. Do you know where he gives the advantage to Northern Illinois? Northern Illinois has the advantage.
Offensive line?
It's gotta be the offensive line. So before you tell me you're going to win 10 games this year, you better have a better offensive line than Northern Illinois. No, I've never done yoga.
Was she attractive, though?
Not bad.
That's a, not bad, but I'm with Dan here.
On three, do we have that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a big, big.
Had that here momentarily for you guys. So,
Zip.
So keep it locked here.
It's Jack
on ESPN of Louisville.
Look, Jack is very passionate about a lot of things. One thing he's very passionate about: making sure things go off without a hitch. And boy, did they not go off without a hitch there, and Jack reacted. Keep him coming, Jack.
Whoa, calm down now.
Oh, no,
I feel like sitting there saying, like, you know, Jared Stillman, he's kind of like Dan Patrick. Like, whoa, I mean, I think I'm pretty good, but let's be careful there with the early comparison to Dan Patrick.
Patrick. What's going on, bruh?
What's going on, brother? Y'all doing a fine job. This media that's in this presser, they're scared to death. If they were the old school, Chuck Olmstead and John Bowe asking them tough questions, we're not talking about pets. We're talking football. Maybe we get some answers and put some heat on this guy. So take a lesson from Chuck and John and go to journalism school and ask them tough questions. and you'll be in the Hall of Fame like them two are. So y'all keep up the good work, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for calling, Plumber Chuck.
Plumbarius, Charles. Always good to hear from him.
Look, I don't want to... I don't want to crush anybody at the press conference. I don't want to do that. I don't think that's fair.
Attention men, are you struggling with erectile dysfunction?
Oh, no. You're listening to The V Show.
Of course we're listening to The V Show. I see Darren Rogers over there. Hello, Darren. How's it going? Yes, absolutely. They're coming inside Churchill Downs right after the mixtape here on ESPN 680 105.7. Keep it going, Jack.
It seems like, you know, not to sound like my boy Nick Curran about with the whole snake bite, snake bitten thing. Eventually, if you get snake bitten enough, the venom is going to kill you. I came from a home, a family of coaches. So I am a coach apologist because I understand that there's other, it's not just affecting them.
I'm not a Satterfield apologist. That's not been my brand on this show.
I don't want to get on here. I don't want to sound extremely pessimistic. I don't want to be completely negative on the team, but it's hard to feel positive about the product right now with things just feeling like, you know, this feel of, oh, here we go again. I've been one of the biggest advocates of the guy.
Me too. I like the guy, but...
All right, well, one day back with Blanken Daddy.
That's right, Blanken Daddy.
How about that, Blanken Daddy back in studio today? How about that?
There you go. Good right. for him.
Blanken Baker back at work.
Blanken Daddy's back.
Blanken Daddy.
Blanken Daddy.
I don't really want to make a lot of excuses for these coaches, but I do think that the play calling was affected by losing Reed and Chandler on the left side of your line. I'm as mad as I think I could be, but I'm maybe a little softer having the love in my heart for my newborn child. That's for sure. Like every time I look over there, I'm like super happy. And then when I turn to the football program, I'm like, man. What are y'all doing? Like, give me a
dad.
Reason.
His dad's got a newborn. He's trying to be happy. Football team's preventing his happiness.
They're
stealing your happy. Brian Brown's stealing your happy.
I'm going to keep showing up. When we fumble inside the red zone and give up 3 points and don't throw a touchdown on the play before, I still have L to bring me back to happiness. I don't know.
Do you hold her and say you get your L up?
No. There are some really good pieces here.
No. Mm-hmm.
Just... make the play when you have it there. Like, you get the ball all the way down the field. Score it. Don't turn it over. Stop fumbling. You know, make a tackle. You're right there. And I think I'm the most frustrated that Brian Brown got a fourth season. You know? And if we do have...
But you weren't last week.
There's too much talent on this defense. Like, that to... I think we should have better result. Yeah. I think Yasir Abdullah is going to play in the NFL.
Drew.
Yaya Diaby is going to play in the NFL. Keytrell Clark will play in the NFL. And then at linebacker, you know, I think we have some good college football players. Momo, Monty Montgomery, those are the type of dudes you ought to
Monty Montgomery does not right now look like a good college football
player. Thank you, Drew.
He did before, but he doesn't today.
I'm saying right now.
But Drew on this one. I mean, fellas, I look at it and I'm like, you know what? I thought at first it was rust, but he's just hasn't been good through three games.
Louisville does have a talent deficiency at safety. I wanted it to work. I still want it to work. Maybe he can turn it around and you know, start playing better. But what I've seen so far is that it's more of the same and that this is basically where we are defensively. And we could have made a change in the offseason and tried to do something different. And we've seen Louisville turn
things around.
I don't
know if it would matter. Yeah, I'm just not sure the players are good enough. I'm just not sure the players on that side of the ball are good enough. I thought we would get more out of Monty Montgomery. Yeah, I'm just not sure the players are good enough.
Wow.
I'm just not sure the players on that side of the ball are good enough. I thought we would get more out of Monty Montgomery.
But I do think a lot of Louisville fans, you know, will look back at Petrino fondly, despite how it ended, Ohio State fans will with Urban Meyer and Florida fans with Urban Meyer. Are they good people? No. But we won a lot of freaking football games.
There's
and sometimes that's what matters. I mean, like these guys now that we have, they're
fantastic dudes. I'm rooting for them. I want Scott Satterfield and Brian Brown and all these guys to win. But, like, you got to freaking win, man. I'm in this weird place where I've advocated for Scott Satterfield to keep his job, you know, at the end of last year.
You're tougher on him now because you did that.
Absolutely.
You are. You're mad at you.
But I took the arrows publicly for supporting Scott Satterfield. And so now I need this to come through for me. And if it doesn't, you're right. Maybe I evaluate him a little bit more harshly because I took the arrows.
You did, Blake.
You know, but yeah. He also makes a lot of money.
Now it's like criticism of you is what it's like.
It's like, why do I support you? You know, sort of deal. So
it's Blake and Baker's fault.
I want our coaches to be paid in the top 20%. I want, like, Scott Satterfield to make $6 to $8 million a year as a head coach. I did get a text from Lottie Stockwells, and she wanted me to let everybody know that the big screen at the Alley is wired up and ready for Saturday. So get out there. I mean, I can tell you right now, when the game ends – I'm hitting the Alley. Like, that's where I'm going. I'm going to see the... For as long as the Alley's open, yes. I'll be at the Alley until they kick me out. So, whether they kick me out at 5 o'clock or 8 o'clock, I'm going to be there.
All right, Jack. How many we got left here, Jack?
We got about... maybe 10, 12 more.
All right, let's roll before the boys at Inside Churchill Downs come in and take over for us. Let's go, Jack.
John, you got to be a little controversial once in a while. Don't be a shill for UK football. This is incredible. I mean,
look,
first three paragraphs of this article are all laden with excuses. 124th in sacks allowed. 122nd, in rushing offense, and 126th in average yards per rushing attempt.
That's as bad as it sounds, folks.
And you're going to tell me
that
this is a top 10 college football team? if they don't get there, if they don't get this straightened out, I mean, you can't look at those stats. I mean, that's pathetic. And if they don't get this straightened out quick, and I don't mean this week, I mean next week, this season isn't going to turn out like everybody that wears big blue hopes it will. I was a late bloomer, and hopefully I still have some blooming to do.
Bring it on!
Super team.
Super team.
Super team.
Super team.
X-Men.
Super team. X-Men part two. We got X-Men this year. We got X-Men next year. Oh, that makes me so happy. Oh, Pauly B told him. And Bob just went, how about that? They bonded the bridge. Whatever the gap was between DJ and Aaron, they bonded that bridge. That now
the bridge has been bonded.
And the playing together at Kentucky for maybe Cal's swan song. Let's go. Bring it on. Let's go. Well, he's going to ride out in a blaze of glory with DJ Wagner, Aaron Bradshaw, Dillingham, Shepard, Justin Edwards, Aduthero. That's seven bangers right there, Andy. Damn, brother. That's seven bangers right there. And they're going to add more to that. Icing on the cake. You got big O. I'm coming.
Look at you.
That's seven players off the charts right there, baby. Oh, it's going to be glorious. Cal's going to be shining. Orlando Antigua's doing the damn thing again. And Kenny Payne might get a couple 4-stars in the 70s. Oh, boy.
I listened to a few Jack Harlow lyrics the other day.
This is great. Uh-huh. Get ready, Darren.
I don't think that's the songwriter of the year. Trying to play both sides, though, in this song, talking about Coach Cal and Petit. I mean,
yeah,
is he all in on Louisville?
He needs to be all in on Louisville. Like, you can't,
He's not a Louisville man, Mark.
Don't you do the Jason Weirich thing where you try to claim two teams.
Nobody knows.
F the earrings off of you. I'm going to check my schedule and then clear it all for you. Look up at the ceiling. Yeah, that mirrors all of you.
No, I love them curves and how they veering off of you. I'm going to grip that body power steering off of you. Whoop. You know you a star. That's why they're cheering for you like the Alabama Crimson Tide. You my little muse. Get them lyrics all for you, and then I sing them like an Ed Sheeran song to you. I don't know who this Mr. Sheeran is, but I'm sure he's quite talented. Cause I love the shape of you. You. I mean, the memory is nice, but I would love a tape of you. What's he mean by that? I mean, the memory is nice, but I would love a tape of you. You are there five of them? I got so much that I want to say to you. I'd do anything to make you smile. Well, I'd even take you to the Panama Canal. Hotels five-star like they play for Coach Cal, but they call me Young Patino because I'm good in both towns. Oh. I'm going to blank the earrings off of you.
I want to bang the back of your earrings off.
I can get sucked into the Bachelor. I can get sucked.
Okay, is this the last? Okay. It's been a hell of a week.
I think we know what it is.
Yeah, we do. Everybody enjoy the football this weekend. We got Inside Churchill Downs coming up. Darren Rogers is dying right now. Are you okay, Darren? You good? Okay, he's still alive. He's going to do the show. All right, everyone enjoy the football. We'll see you Monday back here on The Take, ESPN 680, 105.7.
Drew, wanted to briefly brag of my son. I try not to do too much. He's in eighth grade, started his own pen business. He's been creating unique ones with different styles and colors and has been successfully selling them online and came up with a company name of Pen Island, as each one he makes is unique. I encourage everyone to check out his website at penisland.com.
Penisland.com?
Well, you got a free live read out of it,
I'm
too.
I'm going to look at
brilliant.
It. I'm going to penisland.com right now.
There you go.
I love that.
To the brag line, hey, Drew and team, I wanted to give a shout-out to the Holland County
boy.
Boys.
Oh, boy. You stepped in it bad there.
I did.
We both did.
Oh, no. It's
type in
serious?
Penn Island on your...
No, but dump as much as you can here. But really? Really, people?
I dumped as much as I can.
I know.